بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. As Umm al-Munazir, Munzir radiallahu ta'ala anha relates, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once came to our home. We had some date branches hanging. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began picking dates and ate from them. The Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevented him from eating dates, saying, "You have just recovered from your sickness, hence dates are not suitable for you now." The Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu remained seated while Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate. She says, "I then took some beetroot and cooked it with barley." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to eat it, saying, "Eat this as it is beneficial for you." This hadith informs us that abstaining from certain foods, etc., is not contrary to the wakkul, that is complete reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we must be particular about what we eat. As Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates, "We used to be especially happy on Fridays, because after the Jumu'ah Salah, we would visit an old lady. This lady used to cook beetroot with barley, and she would offer it to us when we visited her after Salat al-Jumu'ah. Due to this, we always eagerly anticipated the day of Jumu'ah. We would eat after Jumu'ah and sleep thereafter." Note, this hadith indicates that it is permissible to eat often at the homes of those people with whom one has a good relationship. Similarly, lunch should be eaten after Jumu'ah Salah on Fridays, and taking a nap thereafter is a sunnah. In regards to the nap also, Ulama explains that necessary a person goes into a deep sleep. Even though a person may just lie down for 10-15 minutes with his eyes closed, this will fulfill the sunnah of taking a siesta nap in the afternoon. The Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reports that the last meal of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam contained onions, that is cooked onions. The Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reports that the last food that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate was on a Jumu'ah, after Salat al-Jumu'ah, and it contained fried onions. Note, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ate raw onions or garlic. It was always presented cooked or fried, as it gives off offensive smells when eaten raw. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strictly forbade entering the masjid after eating raw onions or garlic if one has not rinsed one's mouth. Subhanallah.